With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Voice of Pittsburgh on a Friday evening. Thanks for tuning us in to KDKA Radio. If you're listening online at kdkaradio.com or the terrific radio.com app, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm your host, Dan Zangrilli, here until 10 o'clock. And we're talking about a number of different things. We're all over the spectrum tonight. 8:05, we'll head out live to Los Angeles. CBS Radio News correspondent Steve Futterman on the latest with COVID-19. Rick Cerrone, the old Pirates public relations executive, formerly of the New York Yankees as well, will weigh in on the PR crisis facing the Washington Redskins. Will they change their name? There are a lot of factors going on here. So from the lens of a communications expert, how do you navigate a franchise through a crisis with everything else going on in the world as well? Mask shaming. Valerie Sokolsky is an etiquette expert. How do you not do it, even subconsciously? That's at 8:35 plus. All things fireworks with pet expert Lauriston Crockett. How do you keep your pet safe? Recommended devices, products, services. What do you do during fireworks displays to help comfort your pet, especially if you're a first-time owner? And how do you stay safe if you are one of the amateur pyrotechnicians? Dr. Mara Masucci, local optometrist with 1 in 5 injuries occurring to eyes or vision, will weigh in on that a little bit later on. But right now, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, is our local expert as it pertains to all things mortgages from Dollar Bank. Mike Henry is back on KDKA Radio. Mike, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Mike, long-term U.S. mortgage rates falling this week. The Associated Press reporting that the benchmark 30-year home loan hitting its lowest level ever. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reporting yesterday that the average on the key 30-year fixed, it fell down to 3.07%. This is incredible. In your career, and you've been at this a long time, did you ever think that you would see rates like this?
Well, I didn't think we would see them right now. I know there was always a thought we could get to these kind of levels, but not under these circumstances. So I would say that it's highly unexpected that we would ever reach the level where we may breach 3% on a 30-year fixed rate. So it's definitely possible. Could happen, you know, in the coming months. But right now, interest rates are really fantastic on all, you know, 30-year mortgages, 15-year mortgages. So if you're buying a home or looking to refinance, this is definitely the golden age of mortgage borrowing right now.
Yeah, no question. And I was talking to Jamie Meredith, you know, Jamie Heffron-Tillotson, and we were talking about the markets, the job report. And I don't mean to make light of this, and this may be a little over the top, but I'll say it to you anyway, just as it pertains to your business and what's going on at Dollar Bank. It's almost as if the pandemic is not happening on that front. I don't know if that's, you know, unduly necessary, unnecessary on my part, but when you just look at the circumstances and the volume of applications that you're processing, you probably wouldn't know otherwise, right?
No, exactly. You know, as far as our staffing and our business, we're fully up and running. We have been the whole time. And we've actually seen application volume the last 3 months at really record levels on all channels, whether it's a mortgage to buy a house, refinance, or a home equity loan. We've really seen a lot of production in that time. And what we're not seeing is a big unemployment issue in our applications. What I would have anticipated is that we would have seen people apply and then they become unemployed, laid off, furloughed, whatever it might be. And we really didn't see that with new applications. We've actually seen a lot of home buying. I would say out of all of our production, I think it's about 45 to 50% of it is home buying. And so that's a very good sign for us. but there's home purchases, and it's still a tight real estate market, but we're seeing a lot of activity on all levels.
Mike Henry, Dollar Bank, is our guest here on The Voice of Pittsburgh. As it pertains to everything that you're processing and everything that you're maybe not seeing, as you indicated, do you anticipate that changing or a shoe dropping, for lack of a better term here, sooner rather than later?
Yeah, that's a big question. It doesn't feel like it because you saw unemployment figures get better in the last few weeks. It is hard to say. You know, when this all started, we really had no idea what to expect and whether or not there would be, you know, people not being able to pay their mortgages, which certainly happened. And there was a lot of forbearance activity, but not quite as much as we thought there would be. And people are coming out of it. So there's positive signs. You always wonder if this shoe is going to drop somewhere and how is it going to affect the housing market. But there's still a demand for home buying, and there's a shortage of inventory. So as long as that exists, you know, that's a good economic indicator. But it is difficult to say. We are constantly hedging against if things would turn the other way. At what point, we don't know. But we're constantly hedging against that and trying to make sure that we're making responsible loans and our interest rates are favorable to us and to the customer. So there's a strategy that's sometimes hard to get exactly right, but we feel like right now we're on the right track.
Yeah, the world of the underwriter is not an envious one as we continue our conversation. Mike Henry, Dollar Bank, with us again on KDKA Radio. On the heels of yesterday's news of the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage falling to 3.07%. A year ago, it was at 3.75%. Even better on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, it's down to 2.56%. A year ago, it was just shy of 3.2%. So as a lot of folks here in Pittsburgh, with the real estate market being particularly tight and difficult, they may just say, well, the heck with it, let's just go ahead and refinance instead of maybe looking for a new house, a bigger house. We probably could bite off a little bit more considering this interest rate. What is the rule of thumb on that, Mike, as it pertains to when you think you would be a good candidate for a refi?
Yeah, that's a great question. As we get to all-time lows, I think that becomes a little more narrow as far as, you know, what your rate is now versus is it advantageous to refinance. So, for example, if you had an interest rate that you took a mortgage out last year at 3.75%, it probably is not going to make a lot of sense to refinance back to a 30-year, even at 3%. It might. It just depends on how large your loan is. But we have a lot of options to cover that can help people, especially if they want to go shorter term. But I would say, as a general rule, if you have a mortgage above 4%, it's definitely worth looking at. And then what you would take into consideration is how long you think you're going to be in that house, because there are closing costs, which can be financed back into the loan, but it takes time to recoup those costs with the interest savings you have by lowering your interest rate. So we help you calculate that. You might want to go to a shorter term. You may have purchased a house where you had a 30-year mortgage, which is pretty common. You might now want to look at going to a 15. Like you said, those are in the twos. So that could be very advantageous as far as paying the loan off faster and saving interest. You may not have a lower payment, but you'll pay the house off faster and build equity. And long-term interest savings is tremendous when you go from a 30 to a 15. So if you're in that above 4% range, I think it's worth taking a look at. If you think you're going to sell your house in a year or two, it's probably not worth refinancing. If you're thinking about doing home improvements, this is a great time to look at that. And I know that a lot of people have been home for a long time and looking at their house, and we're getting those type of calls that, hey, we think we want to do this to our house or put an addition on or remodel. And so they're that kind of activity is happening as well, whether it's on home equity loans or you can even do that with a mortgage. You can take a mortgage out, pay off your existing mortgage, take additional money and use that towards home improvements or combination of mortgages and home equity loans. So we have a lot of different options, everything from a traditional mortgage with closing costs all the way to we have some refinance mortgages with no closing cost.
Mike Henry, Dollar Bank, is our guest. I'm going to give you a tough one here, and it's my situation. I have no problem throwing this out on the air because okay. I don't know what to do. And I've spoken to some professionals, even accountants and things of that nature. So you mentioned, and I bought my home 7 years ago. And I was very fortunate to get a very good price on it. I'm in a market where my home value is probably doubled. I went the PHFA route as well because I was in some circumstances that allowed me to qualify. So, we signed for with the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency for a mortgage rate of 4.75. And conventional thinking would say, all right, now that these rates, and I'm only 7 years into the mortgage, that 3.07, if I want to stay 30, or even if I want to do a 15, 2.56, that's a no-brainer. You do that. However, I have a caveat here. I receive a $2,000 credit from the state for my interest every year. So credit, meaning cash money right back in my pocket. I wonder...
Tax credit is what you're referring to, correct?
It is, yes, sir.
Right, yes.
So I wonder if my circumstance or anybody else in that circumstance, if it does make sense. I find myself really hesitant to pry loose that $2,000 per year credit that I get.
Yeah, and I'll have to ask you a question because I don't remember the specifics of the program. Was that for life of loan, or did that have it's forever as long as you.
That's life of loan. Yes, as far as I know. Yes.
Yeah, so that would be in that your particular situation. That would really take some analysis because if you pay off that loan, you're obviously going to lose that $2,000 savings. But depending on what it looks like from savings on interest, it could supersede that over time. It's really not a very difficult equation. We take your balance, look at what term you'd want to do, and if there's closing costs, roll the closing costs back on. Or if you were looking at a higher rate with no closing costs, so we'd take all those options and say, okay, you're going to save this much over 5 years, 10 years, and then look at, well, losing the $2,000, what's the impact to that? Because that is a nice benefit of that loan, and your interest rate is certainly not, historically, it's a good, very good interest rate. So I would say it's probably worth having one of our mortgage representatives calculate everything, get some spreadsheets for you. We do all that without running credit or any of that. We just, we'll do an analysis for you. We do it all day. And then you can see where the savings might come into play. And it would be, I would think, depending on how much your loan is, how much the balance is, that would be the next factor to figure out, what is that $2,000 still going to be a stronger savings than a reduction in interest rate? I think it's going to be close, but we'd really have to do some real calculations and look out a little further. But I would say it's very close.
Interesting.
Which way it's going to go.
Might be giving you a call here, Mike Henry, Dollar Bank, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So having said that, I've heard commercials here on the air from Dollar Bank about something as it pertains to no closing cost under certain circumstances. If you could explain what that means, because people driving, they might hear, a 5-second blip on the radio. Go into that a little bit more, because, hey, that might actually be my incentive here to pick up the phone.
Yeah, right. What we do is we use our home equity product, and we created what we call a first lien home equity. It's really the same as a mortgage, but it's processed as a home equity loan. So it's a little different process. It's not a Fannie Mae loan or FHA or anything like that. So it's a home equity loan. We price it differently, being in first lien, and you use that to pay off your existing mortgage. And that's what you're hearing in our ads. That's what that is. And it's typically a 15-year term or less, and there are no closing costs as long as you keep the loan for 3 years. If you pay the loan off in the first 3 years, we recapture the costs that were paid to third parties, which is not a lot. I mean, it's $300 to $500 typically is what we pay out for title reports and services that we have to do to process the loan. And, considering where our rates are, unless you were moving or something, there'd probably be no reason to really pay that loan off in 3 years. So essentially, and after that, that's forgiven. But you close with no closing costs. And it's usually 15. We see a lot of, we have a 23-year product that's similar. It's an odd amount of term, but most of it's 15, 12, 10. We have different increments, and the interest rates are based on how much you're borrowing, what your credit score is, and how much equity you have in the property. And those rates range from low threes to the high fours. And there's no cost, but you shorten your term. And that's really what that is about. And it's very popular when rates drop. I would say when you look at our portfolio of activity right now, almost half of it is people going from a traditional mortgage to a 15-year either mortgage or a home equity 15-year to shorten their term. The payment might stay the same. If their interest rate's dropping, payment might stay the same, but it'll pay off your loan faster. So that's always a very popular path to take when people are refinancing. But that's our home equity product, and rates are very favorable there as well.
It's Mike Henry on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Dollar Bank. Mike, thank you so much for the insight, the expertise. And, of course, if anybody listening needs to get in touch with Dollar Bank, just go to the website. I guess you can't stop by now. You probably want to call your local Dollar Bank branch.
Yeah, you can call. We have toll-free numbers that going to every area. You can apply online. We have all the information on our website, all the interest rates, all the scenarios. You can calculate different payments, what closing costs look like. So it's everything you need to know is there.
All right, Mike, all the best. We'll have you back on shortly.
Great, thank you.
All right, Mike Henry, Dollar Bank. Do stay with us. We'll be back.